The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Normally, I'm a very big fan of birds in the gardens because they eat pests and they eat those insects that really bother our fruits and vegetables. But I wasn't so thrilled with them this year. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert at Planter's Place. And I want to share with you my frustration with our feathered friends this season. It all started towards the end of the season when the apples were starting to get some decent size on many of our trees, and we were looking forward to really the first substantial crop we've had since we planted them about 7-8 years ago. That we've had winters that have been absolutely horrific with fluctuating temperatures and lots of winter kill, and then several seasons with fire blight that has been just an absolute nightmare as well. So after a nearly ideal spring, a very mild winter, an ideal spring, the apple trees were just loaded and it looked very promising. You can imagine how disappointed I was when I looked out and saw a woodpecker hanging off one of our apples, pecking at the bottom. Now the boys and I, you know, we do enjoy the woodpeckers. So we watched it for a while and took some photos and then got close enough that it flew off. So we went up to examine. Sure enough, it wasn't eating a worm or it wasn't eating an insect in or on the apple. It was eating the apple itself. After doing a little research, I found out that sure enough, woodpeckers, they really like fruit and they really like apples. And they're not the only ones with the sweet beak. There's others like cedar waxwings and eastern bluebirds, grosbeaks, tufted titmouse, and even the ruby-throated hummingbird are all species that will eat apples as well as other fruit. So the apples was a bit of a disappointment, but I have to say he or she really didn't do that much damage. I think he pecked at a couple of apples, and I never really saw it come back after that. So even though that was kind of a shock, it wasn't that much of an impact to our total harvest. But we sure had problems with some of the other fruit. One of the ones we're really looking forward to this year, because they're all growing enough size that they can produce a lot, are the choke cherries. Now, we do have lots of choke cherries that grow wild here in Montana. And the one thing, though, is you often have to be considerate of bears. They like the choke cherries just as well as we do. And when you're picking in the river bottoms and things like that, it's pretty common that you're going to bump into a black bear or at least see one along the way. So we just planted them here on our own property, so they're easy pickings. And we are fine with supplying the birds with some, but this year they took just about everything. We have a big one in our front yard that's way too big to throw a net or anything over, and they stripped it very, very quickly. And even the smaller, the younger ones in back, they hit really hard, and we were barely able to get any for the freezer, and definitely not enough for a big batch of syrup this year. Now, the other tree that I was really frustrated with was the American plum. It got hit last year with a winter kill situation. And I was really looking forward to plums this year because it set really well. But it seems like we went from, oh, look, all the little plums, to where did the plums go? They weren't even close to being ripe, but something was eating them, and I think it was the birds because the deer didn't look like they'd been in. So I was hoping to get a net over them, but even then I wasn't able to do it in time. The next shrub that they hit hard were the elderberries. Once again, we finally had such an ideal spring that they were producing like gangbusters and they were absolutely gorgeous. And I ended up throwing some of the floating row cover over some of the bigger bushes, and I'm taking clothespins and trying to pin them around just to keep the birds off of them long enough for them to ripen so we could harvest them. The floating row cover got blown off several times, but thankfully, I'm happy to report that we did get enough to at least make a batch of jelly. Still isn't even close to what was on there, but at least it's something that we have for the effort. So, like I said, normally I'm thrilled to have the birds around, just tickled to death because I know that they eat so many of the insects in the garden. But this spring, I'm going to have a serious talk with them that we're going to have to come to some sort of understanding where sure, they can have some of the fruit, but by golly, they really need to leave some for us too. If you'd like to find more information on how to deal with pests in the garden and sometimes even birds, follow us and come visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.